This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. September is Hunger Action Month. The Treasure Coast Food Bank is participating. You can too. Krista Garofola is Chief Strategy and Advocacy Officer with the Food Bank and joins us now with more about Hunger Action Month.
Hunger Action Month happens every September, and it's the time of year where we have a long campaign to bring attention to the reality of the more than 41 million Americans, including 13 million children, that don't know where their next meal is coming from. On the Treasure Coast, that is one in seven people struggling with hunger.
What kind of awareness events are you going to have?
We have a lot of different things that we do during this month. One of them is that we have our local governments issue proclamations declaring September as Hunger Action Month. That's a way for the public to learn a little bit more about, you know, the one in seven people. That includes 26,000 children on the Treasure Coast who may not have enough to eat.
And what do you have that the public can participate in?
We have our Eat, Drink, and Give program, which is where local restaurants take an item off of their menu and they donate some of the proceeds or all the proceeds to our organization. We have lots of food drives, and then we also encourage people to go orange, whether it's wearing orange on our Hunger Action Day, which is September 13th, maybe taking a picture, posting it on social media. There's going to be a lot of local buildings that are going to be lighting up orange, orange buildings with orange tinted fountains, everything like that, just so that, you know, for people to sort of see it and be like, what is that? And for people to be like, why is that orange? And then we can answer the question, well, orange is, you know, the symbol of hunger. And, you know, this is what's going on in our community surrounding hunger and food insecurity.
I know there are some food drives and those are wonderful things. We certainly want to encourage people to do that. But you can do an awful lot more with money donated. You are able to make a buck go further than I am whenever I'm buying food, aren't you?
Yes, we can buy in bulk, and so money, when we have more purchasing power than the regular consumer. So for $10, somebody can go to the store and buy maybe a few items that we would need. But for $10, we can buy three or four times that amount. So we do encourage people to continue to donate food to a local food drive if it's going on. But the best way to impact hunger in our area is to make a donation.
Each year at this time, you do the Hunger Action Month, and of course, people all around the nation do. Is it a big time for you? Is it a time where a lot of people participate with you from our community? And you kind of have a fun way for people to communicate and raise awareness by saying things they can't do on an empty stomach.
Yes, that's sort of our paper plate campaign. We're encouraging people to, on social media, get a paper plate and write on it, on an empty stomach, I can't, and then fill in the blank with something you couldn't achieve without nutrition, without enough nutrition to thrive, and then to post it on social media using the hashtag Hunger Action Month and the hashtag FeedTC. And, it's just a way for people to really think about, what are the things I do on a daily basis that I really couldn't do if I didn't know where my next meal was coming from.
We've been speaking with Krista Garofola with the Treasure Coast Food Bank. We'll have a link to the food bank on our website, wqcs.org. You can go there to make your donation or to find out what's going on for Hunger Action Month. I'm Jill Roberts in Fort Pierce.